This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Good morning, ladies. This is a special week for Babaway Media, in that all of our podcast lessons this week will be centered around the benefits of faith. So we're going to look at biblical faith in this lesson, a faith that is defined by God, by Christ, and by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. A faith that is described, defined, and commanded by our Father. The simplest, most concise verse that defines faith is found in Romans 10:17, which states, "So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." That scripture tells us our part, we must hear it, and the passage, among many others in the Bible, tells us where we will hear it, and that would be in the Bible. And that's because that is the only place we'll ever hear of a true faith, one from God. It is found solely in the Word of God. Jesus, while praying in the Garden of Gethsemane just before he was betrayed, and handed over to the Roman soldiers, prayed to the Father and asked him to sanctify his disciples through his truth, stating that God's Word is truth, John 17:17. We must first realize that the Word of God is truth, and that it is inspired by God, by His Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:21 tells us, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." Now the Bible testifies of the veracity of the Scriptures, that they are God-breathed, not to be altered by mankind, but rather to be followed explicitly. Faith is essential for our salvation. And it's of benefit to the obedient believer. James 2:20 says, "But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?" And the Hebrew writer also said in Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Notice that word diligently. We're going to have to work at it, ladies. It's not going to just be handed to us by the preacher or by a good friend. We're going to have to study to show ourselves approved unto him, workmen that need not to be ashamed, handling right the word of truth. And here we see a great benefit of having faith. We will be rewarded by our Heavenly Father when we leave this earth. Faith is essential for our salvation. Very few people, I think, would argue with that. Having established that without faith we cannot please God, and that our faith must be that which is only based upon the Word of God, and that we must act upon our faith, follow up with the good works that our Father requires of us, I'd like to take a little different look at what I consider to be one of the greatest benefits, if you will, one that has ever been seen or told, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ. So let's look to His story, which if you combine those two words, you have the word history. And nothing is more historical than He who was from the beginning. So just a few passages show us a huge picture of time, if you will allow me, please. And I promise I won't take a lot of time with this. Genesis 1, we see the creation of the entire universe. And God said it was good. I just love the simplicity of the statements that our Father makes. They're brief, concise, and true. In verse 26 of chapter 1, we read, "And God said, Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Okay, this begs to question, who was God speaking with when He says, "Let us"? That's plural. God had not yet created man until further in the Scriptures. Obviously, God was speaking with His Son, who had not yet come to be born of a virgin and then taken on the carnal body as of a human. John 1, 1-3 and John 1:14 verifies this for us. John 1, 1-3 reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." Then if we drop on down, We see where John writes by inspiration in John 1:14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So here we also see another benefit in verse 14 of John 1. We see that there's not only truth in our Savior, Christ, but also grace. A grace that was willing to take the sins of the world upon himself, although he had never sinned. Who would be willing to do that? Not me. Not you, probably. Only a Savior. Only the one who was willing to die for the vilest of sinners. I see benefits abounding that no man could ever give save our Lord Jesus Christ. As we continue down through the path of history, we can also read in John 5:13, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." That's very important to all of us. Confidence in our salvation when we're obedient to the gospel and lead continued faithful lives. We need that. What a beautiful comfort to have that confidence coupled with the peace of mind in our salvation that will bring us to that heavenly home in the end. And lest we forget, our faith coupled with our obedience to the Word of God, it allows us access to God through the avenue of prayer. We can take our praises, our love, our troubles to God, and he will hear us. John 9:31. "Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth." We can access his word, and he has already provided us with answers, knowing our every thought, because he is God. Listen to what the Apostle Peter wrote in 2 Peter 1:3-4. "According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." How much more, ladies, could we as imperfect people ask for than an eternal mansion in a beautiful realm where perfect love is, where happiness and joy, peace and comfort, and our Lord God and our Lord Christ will be abiding. We can abide with them. How much more could we ask for? We will have no more heartaches, no more cares, no more sorrows, no more pain. Everything that we want is there awaiting us. They have provided for us. They're ours to have. First, because Christ made his long journey for us, the journey we can read about throughout the book of books. And secondly, because we've determined to have a faithful life of service to God. All of these are benefits of faith. And remember, it's his story from the beginning to the end. And it's ours, too, if we will just be obedient to the gospel and live faithful, godly lives. I'll close with these verses from Psalm 116, verses 12 through 13. And the writer there says, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord." And I thank you for listening.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bibleway Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.